Thanks.
Do we have any questions for Ian? Doug Kershaw is not here today. Yeah, we'll be getting to them in a few minutes. Sure. I'm wondering, is anybody interested in this other accordion that's been just waiting patiently in the wings, so to speak?
Yeah, let me show you that. Let me show you about this one. This one's crazy. Until I get strapped in. Seatbelt on. This is called the Russians call it a bayan. It's called a free bass five row accordion. And it's often called the continental system, you know, because of these five rows here. I'll just explain a little bit how the five rows are set up. Can you hear me okay? Yeah? No. And how's that? Any better? Okay. Well, there's five rows here, and the top two here, if you can all see them, these are just exactly the same as the first two, so that you can find different ways of fingering your pieces. But basically, the most important rows are the first three rows, and they work chromatically like this. Yeah, so it means that the system's fantastic, actually, because it means that if I play a C major chord, there it is, it's that shape, and all chords are the same shape, all major chords are the same shape, so it's like a guitarist, you know how a guitarist would just slide up. Well, it's the same if we play, learn a tune in A, then to play it in C, we just sort of move the hand about a bit. So. But I think the most important thing about this particular instrument is the left hand, because it has, remember what Dan was saying earlier on about the chords? But if I flick this switch here, then all these chords disappear and I've got... which is exactly the same as this hand. So I've got two keyboards. As if one's not enough. So. So on. That was some Scarlatti. So it's good for playing sort of early keyboard music and quite contemporary music as well, because the free bass system of accordion was invented just before sort of the early 1900s, and then the wars happened and there was nothing ever written for it, so most of the material written for it now, this instrument is like way avant-garde, you know. It's mad. I won't play any because you won't like it. I'll just show you. This particular instrument is when I bought it was the leading model in the world. So I'll just show you some of the range of the instrument. If I play this note here.
Sounds like that helicopter that came overhead.
Yeah. And we've got this one for the dogs.
For the sound people, too.
Yeah. Nightmare, that one. Yeah. And we have this coupler, which we call the organ coupler. And let you hear this one. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's classic. The main reason they invented this system was so that they could try and get more notes on the side, you know, because I mean the piano accordion with the octave tuning does have quite a sort of massive range anyway. But this, the actual range of this is from the bottom E on the piano to the top C sharp beyond the top of the piano. So you've got basically the whole range of the piano. Yeah, it gives the same note, push and pull. But it's this system's, you don't have to be held back a little bit when they've got small hands on the piano accordion for just to stretch big intervals. I mean, on this I can stretch three octaves. Yeah. Too comfortably.
Calluses on your chin from changing.
No. It's good for you know, if you when you're learning how to play, you have to do all these technical things like scales and playing in sixth and things. There's one particular piece that's got this passage which you have to play, come down like this in sixths. And to do it on the piano accordion, you'd be going like this the whole way down, but on this, all we do is... Yeah, it's great. It's a great system for playing fast, you know, because your fingers don't have to move so far about. Let's play this. Effortless. Yeah. So, any questions? Oh, I don't know if I could do anything without the music, because I did it at college. And That was Messiaen. It's a piece of one of his organ works. But there's some of the things that happen in this contemporary music as well. You have to hit the bellows sometimes, you know. And I don't know if you've met Katrina yet, the Shetland fiddler, who I'm really here with. But there's some things, we do some things where I use this as a bongo drum or a congas or something. Like a baron or something. And there was other things that I had to do in these contemporary works where there was one called The March of the Toy Soldiers, which went like this. Stupid, huh? And so you get all these different sounds in these. Mostly it was like, it was all that kind of mad stuff. There's one piece I remember called Dinosaurus. And there's a lot of sort of note bending going on. And there's this fantastic sound at one point where we have the same pitch on both hands, but one of them goes out of tune. And this is what it sounds like.
Any more questions for Ian?
This was made in Italy as well. I think Dan's accordion and this one were made in the same factory, but
there's one town where they have it's filled with accordion factories.
Yeah, Castelfidardo.
Everybody in the whole town makes accordions.
That's right, yeah.
Tune.
Maybe I'll try this Bulgarian thing.
Yeah.
But I usually play it on this accordion, so it might not happen. It might happen, it might not happen. So I'll have a go anyway.
Coming all the way over here and demonstrating all of this to us.
Pleasure.
Now, as this is going on, we're getting sort of from the familiar to the unfamiliar. It depends, though. If you come from Scotland and you've been around where Ian is playing, it would be familiar to you. If you come from Louisiana, where these are played, it wouldn't be unfamiliar to you at all. In other words, this workshop is supposed to be on accordion styles. They have different styles. And the reason why is that people are expressing themselves with these styles. They're expressing their culture a lot of times. They're saying, you know, they're playing in a certain way and they're saying, I was Cajun when I was born and I'll be Cajun when I die. And they're doing it through the instrument itself. It doesn't have to be with words. So that's why we have different styles. And then within a style, Cajun or Creole, you have sub-styles in there too, because it's different people expressing themselves there, so that you can still take this category, whatever it might be, Scottish, Celtic, Zydeco, Cajun, and you almost have to name a style according to who's playing. Each time somebody else plays, you'll hear it a little bit differently. So from now till the end of the workshop, we're going to have button accordions of these type here. The four stop, one row diatonic button accordion that has been developed in Louisiana to the point now where it's called the Cajun accordion or French accordion down there, because the music is usually sung with words in French, Cajun French. So I'd like to ask Susie Thompson here from the California Cajun Orchestra to demonstrate to start with, and then later on we'll have Dirk Powell and Horace Trahan, and they all will demonstrate in a way that will sound slightly different if you're really keyed into the music, and you might be able to hear some differences even if it's the first time. So how about let's welcome Susie Thompson.
Instead of a
keyboard here, instead of a number of rows of buttons, there's just only one row of buttons, and it works just like a harmonica. On a harmonica, if you blow out and blow in, you get two different notes, and it's the same way with this. So it's, when you're learning it, you have to kind of learn where the notes are, and it doesn't even always go from here to here in order, like, and then you have to kind of go back one to get that top note. This accordion is a D accordion, that means it has a D scale, what I just played for you, and what that means in practical terms of playing it in different keys is that mostly you play it in D and in A, but if you are, you know, there are some tunes that you can play in other keys. You can play in G, you can play a kind of a blues scale in E. And these things on the top here are stops that control the reeds. Each one of these notes has four reeds attached to it. There's the high one.
Thank you.
but it's something that counts in two, because anyway, and those are in the key of A. You can play in a couple of other different keys on the on this kind of accordion. Maybe I'll play a waltz for you. That's the other major kind of dance that they do. All the music that you hear played on this kind of accordion that comes from Southwest Louisiana is all dance music. It's they have a ballad tradition for listening that's kind of almost died out now. I hope it doesn't completely die out. It's real beautiful. But all the instrumental music is all played for social occasions and for dancing. So everybody wants to dance. Just feel free. One that comes from Austin Peak called Je Connais à ta porte, not the good one. I'll try to sing it for you.
Questions about this unusual thing. It looks more like a typewriter than a musical instrument. Well, I can't understand dog talk, but it must be that's an expression of approval, I say. All right, how about a nice hand for Susie Thompson for standing in for Danny and for playing so well. Well, you wonder, now what's the future of accordions? Are we going to blast them all out and then they end up on a shelf collecting dust or what? Part of the future is someone like Susie. Myself, I share with Susie the same situation. We're crossovers. We were not born and raised in Louisiana, but we became interested in this music in our process of searching throughout the traditional musics available in the world that are of interest to us, that speak to us. And I can't presume to speak exactly for Susie, but for myself, I know that there's something about the fact that it's a southern music, southern U.S. It's started, at least anyway, to be a rural music, and it's from the heart, as well as being an expression of culture. So all of those things will continue to appeal to people, hopefully. They certainly have, judging from the fact that there were 130 students this year, at Augusta Cajun Creole Week. We've got two more people here to play for you all. I'd like to ask, first of all, Dirk Powell to step forward. Dirk has become quite proficient, to say the least, on the Cajun accordion in a short amount of time. Dirk is also a very good musician in the old-time Appalachian style. And I guess what I'm saying is that the future of this music is not going to be limited because people from outside of Louisiana, from beyond the borders of Louisiana, have become so interested in it that they've become immersed in the music itself to the point of playing it very, very well. And I think Dirk would be a best example of that we could scrape up around here in 5 minutes' time. Dirk didn't know he was going to be on his workshop till probably a few minutes ago, so he's been really very helpful for us. Guitar, sure, if Dirk wants that.
Sure, yeah. That'd be fine. Be nice.
A lot of times in the old house dances, there was only, you know, maybe four, six, eight couples that would come to a house dance. There wasn't any more room for that. They were small communities anyway, so as a result, you only had one musician. The accordion was very good for that because you had the basses on one side and the melody on the other. You had everything you need to have a dance. And then as the venues became bigger and proceeded and developed into dance halls, first maybe as big as this pavilion, but then as big as five of them, then you started adding on instruments. The guitar made its way into Cajun country. And who do we have but our new friend here who's just arrived this year at Cajun Creole Week, Horace Trahan from Louisiana. So we can make him welcome too, is Dirk and Horace. And we'll turn it over to them.
Well, all right. That's nice.